Hello and welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to Friday night. And you know what that means? It's the
What's it
Friday
mean?
night tune-up.
Woohoo!
I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Happy Friday night! So,
well, I mean, if you don't know us by now, why would we introduce ourselves? People know us already, right?
Yeah, I know. Happy new energy. I got my new yellow sweater today. I'm so excited.
Yes, and I'm wearing
my daisies
this
on it for
tank
the new
top.
Way. Oh wait, huh?
So I'm just wearing this tank top.
I know, but I'm excited. I've been waiting for this sweater, so it's so cool. I just came back from the mountains again, so yeah, it's so cool to have it here when I got home with the new energies. So how was your how are things going, Hillis?
Well, you know, now that we are in this 222 portal energy. You know, it was and has been a beautiful time of manifesting, a time of creating. And it's just really interesting to see how the synchronicities are beginning to line up. You know, we are in this ebb and flow, like a real fast ebb and flow, you know, like a roller coaster, literally. So you up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And I can say that's been me this week. I mean, just as one of our guests who we had on our show, Joan of Angels, actually show is coming out next week, feel like a hot mess. How about you? How's your week been?
My week? Mm-hmm. Actually, my week was really, I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on, but it was really cool. Should I tell about my exploration?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So, and I'm really upset because I had pictures and I couldn't get them to download. So I'll put them on the Facebooks or I'll do something so I can show them to you. So I was guided for the 222 portal to do my part with the grid work and stuff that I do to go to, can I say where I went?
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Jekyll Island. And if anybody's familiar in Jekyll Island is very significant in our history here in the United States in regards to the first international phone call was from there. The FDIC was formed there. It was a place where the Rockefellers went, and actually the last slave ship crashed there, the Wanderer. So there's a lot, and I know with the portal is all about, for the U.S., is all about these energies coming up to shift that old stuff. And so I was kind of directed to go there for sunrise. So I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. To be at sunrise at 7 at Jekyll Island. And then I headed up to the mountains after that. And I had this whole just beautiful journey during the day. But it was just, oh my gosh, just walking in and knowing the energy of what was happening and just where I was guided, you know, to go. And I remember I first got there and I got a bouquet of roses as well. Just, and I handed out roses to people along my journey that day, opening up that new energy, new portal. And I left them places around different, you know, wherever I felt guided, I left a rose. So there's roses from Florida all the way up to the mountains right now in North Carolina. But anyhow, you know, it was just so beautiful. You know, when I first got there, the sun was just about to come up, and I went to put a rose in, and that's one of the pictures I want to show you. Right next to it was a cross that somebody had made, or it was just there, out of sticks or sea sticks with a big feather, with a white feather on top of it, right where I put the rose, and I look over. So that was like the first thing of just moving into this new energy and opening up to this beautiful new golden age. So I laid that there, and then just watching the sunrise, it was just the most beautiful just hue of colors, and just feeling that new energy coming in was just, oh, it's just beautiful. That, and just feeling the energy of that portal open and grounding that energy in, and feeling all that old stuff just lifting away. And at one point I just kind of focused in on the sun for a little while. And it just started, it's like this beautiful portal just opened up and these beings came through, and it's just these just colors I had never seen before. And it just, you know, in that moment really made me embrace where we are right now and what's happening. Yeah. And you know, what's happening in our world and how beautiful it is. And it is new colors and it is a new way of being. And we don't have to stay in the old stuff anymore. We really don't. So that's beginning of my journey, and I'll probably tell some more stories as we go along. How about you, Hillis?
You know, it's interesting for me because, I knew what your itinerary was, so I got up with you. Well, I got up at 5. I didn't get up at 4, but I got up with you nonetheless. And as I connected to the energies, I was clearing the energies, and helping to restart this newness that's happening, because you and I are both masters of what we do, and so we have our role and purpose in all of this. And so as I progressed in my morning meditation to work with the crystal beings and everything else that I was connected to, I began to call in dragon energy. And this was the most beautiful part of my morning, calling in the earth dragons, the water dragons, the air dragons, and calling in the dragons to clear the air overhead, the waters around, and the land that we walk on. And what was most interesting in this is that as I went through this process, as I understood this process, even allowed the energy of the serpent mound in Ohio, and how that energy just emerged from the rainbow serpent energy to have the energy underground and to connect and clear out all the energy that's underneath our feet. And that in itself was remarkable. And as my day progressed, have this amazing interview that I will share with you guys later when it's released. But I have this amazing interview where we spoke in light language in most of the interview, which I'm excited about to share with you guys when it's available. And then from there, I went into another meditation at some point in the afternoon, don't know when, where I allowed and created and manifested and connected to the crystal cities, because I was asked to help bring in crystal cities, the cities, of Atlantis, the cities of Lemuria, to help bring these energies in. And it was such a magical moment to feel the birthing of this new energy.
It was. And I love that you brought up the Serpent Mound, because it's really funny, because we're so connected, we talk so much. Remember, I ended up at the Serpent Mound last year on one of my journeys. So that was really cool. I totally forgot about that until you were talking. I was like, oh my God, oh, that's when I challenged myself and went to the nudist camp.
And speaking of challenging ourselves, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements here. So I want to first thank everyone for their continuous support and donation to us, to keep the show going, to support us in every way what possible by sharing this with your friends, family, liking and subscribing, so that will help us continue to grow the show. In addition to that, I am doing another live healing next week. You can see the description in the comments below, as well as the light body activation as well. So everything that I'm doing, everything that Rebecca's doing, you guys can see in the comments and the descriptions below. So it's awesome that we're opening up to these new brilliant energies to usher in
I got my new
this
yellow rose
wonderful
gla my I got my gold glasses too. And my
night.
night driving glasses.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say hi to everyone. We're kind of going along here, and I want to welcome everyone who's joining us this evening. Indigo and John Johnson and Robin and Mickey and Colette and Mickey again and Gamby. Hello, everyone. So thank
Hello,
you for joining
hello.
us tonight. And just and let us, I'd love to bring up some comments of what you experienced during the portal and what shifts you have been feeling since the portal opened. Being in the mountains too after my day of the 222 was so fun, because the next day I woke up and I'm like, I have to have a day of the inner child. And I just like, we just took this journey. We just got in the car and we went just, we found petroglyph. We were all over the place up in the mountains, but we ended up, and you're talking about the ebb and flow and the up and down, we ended up in Helen, Georgia. And they have one of those roller coasters that goes up through the woods, and it's like you propel, you could you move it yourself, like you push it forward and move it. Oh my God, that was so much fun. We did that. We went up, and it was just like opening up that energy of just being free. And it was so funny as I was going down and going around, you can go as fast as you can, you slow down. And it was like, and I felt that little bit of resistance. I was still feeling like, oh, and then I just like pushed forward. I was like, so it's so cool how metaphors show up in your world of things you're doing now just to help you push forward and give you that little, but that was so fun. It was like flying free.
Yes, and speaking of metaphors and all this beautiful energy, one of the things that really hit me this week, because you and I are both familiar with this as well as other light beings on the planet, the people who are here doing what we are supposed to do. What really hit me was the fact that, we often use the term holding space, right? And how we hold space. And I feel that that particular phrase is undergoing a new definition, and how we hold space and how we create these containers, if you will, to allow us to feel safe, to explore, and to be who we are supposed to be as we move through this space of evolution. As I was thinking of this space of holding space, what does it really mean? Are we, are we like the sounding board for people? Are we going to continue to be that? Are we, creating the container? What is holding space? I mean, when I and as I say this now, what I feel and what I think of is a mother's embrace, because that's all that we really want. We all just want to have that space of security, that space of unconditional love, But what do you feel about that? How do you, as we move forward?
As we move forward, I just feel like it's moving into that space of love and compassion to know that, we really have to step away of the old mindset of fixing people and know that everybody's on their path. And with this whole shift of these new energies, everybody has to move through their stuff or not move their stuff. And, and as we vibrate higher, it's just holding someone in that space of love and compassion. But knowing that you can't interfere with that. Like you can't interfere with what they're doing. You just have to hold that space, allow them to go through that process because going through that energy right now is releasing, because a lot of people are going to start freaking out right now with this new portal energy as it's coming up more so than ever, and everything going on in the world. And there's a couple of questions that came up, but as that's coming through, we've really got to step away of we need to fix and just holding, because we're moving in that space of that motherly love, of that compassion, if that makes sense, and holding and that wisdom to know that everything's going to be okay. And I've really been learning more so than ever here lately is that whole thing of trusting and surrender and allowing people, like they have to get to the space where they can trust and surrender to what's happening, to open up, to allow the energy and stop resisting it. Because people now are stuck where they're resisting everything and they're not allowing that flow to come through because they're so in resistance. And I feel as new energy, as the energy shifting and we're moving into this new energy, we can't hold that space that we used to hold for people because it's not benefiting us
Exactly.
as
And
light work being in the energy, like it's other people's stuff and we just have to realize that.
I'm glad that you mentioned it, because what came to my mind is there was a moment when I was in an ayahuasca ceremony where I was on the door, and those who know what the door means, and heard me talk about it on the show previous times, it is one who holds space and who is, in layman's terms, the energetic balancer, if you will. And so there was a moment in one ceremony where, and most of the people, and I knew it was going to be a very, very interesting ceremony, because most of the people that were there, about 80 and 90% of them were new. So they never had ceremony before. So it was like, oh, okay, a lot of new people. So I knew what to expect. And so it was this one time where this lady was purging. And when you're on the door, you get a sense of everyone's energy in the space. You feel their energy. You feel what was happening. And I felt her purge, and I felt the lady sitting next to her. She was about to purge because of the lady that was who just purged. I'm like, oh no, we can't have this. And so as I ran over, got her purge, took it out of the space because I knew the lady was going to go and it was going to create a domino effect. The shaman looked at me, and he only speaks Spanish. And so the wife said to me, she's like, Hillis, Let people go through their experience. You don't have to always rush in to grab with their stuff. And I'm like, okay. And what you just said exemplified that because, you know, us being who we are, we always want to go rushing in to save other people. And now it's time for people to go through their process. But we have a few comments coming in about
I
how
know, and
people are
questions. I
doing
see
that.
that, and bring up Gambi real quick. All right, John, go to John. Yes, we'll do John.
So yeah, if we just show people love and unconditional love, we will change the world, and love is all that is needed for each individual, and its effects the collective as a whole. So yeah, exactly, John. And I mean, and just so you know, I know, right? And
I'm a
just so
little
you
tired
know,
right now.
and just so you know, John, love is unconditional love. There's no, you can't separate love. Love is love. Unconditional love is love. Oh wait, you know, and I think I read it back. Well, see, this is what happens when you have dyslexia, because he said love and love unconditionally. What I saw was love and unconditional love. You see how the mind plays tricks on you? But yeah.
I love it.
And Gambi, go ahead. You want to read that one?
I'll go back to John. I had to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like all jumping ahead.
I know. I'm the tired one here. So I have to tell a story because I love this picture of what happened to me today. I got a little leaving the mountains this morning. I got a little out of balance. And I stopped to, and it has to do with this. I stopped and got gas. And there was this little guy, this character. And I love that you have the dog there and saying love. And he looks out, he sees my puppies. You know, I have the huskies. And he's like, I hope you're going to get those little babies some hamburgers on the way home. I was like, of course I am. Every time we travel, they get a burger or something. And then we just started talking. And it was like, and he's like, yeah, those pets, they give us nothing but unconditional love. And so that was, but and I was so grateful that I ran into him because I got, as I said, I was kind of got myself out of balance and seeing this beautiful being and reminding me of that unconditional love and that space we need to be in. And that our pets and our animals, especially, dogs and cats give us that space. So it's like, watch your animals because that's the unconditional love that we need to be in right now. And I just wanted to share that because it was so fun meeting this little character at the gas station and the message that we started talking about unconditional love and animals at a gas station pumping gas. So, those are the fun little things, that happen when you kind of flow with the universe.
Yeah.
Even if you get knocked off, you're up. Right before that, I was knocked off my butt, and coming into that and having that just remind me this is where you need to be. So
Yes.
I thought I'd share that. So thank you, John, for posting that with your little puppy. Remind me to.
And so Gambi, major breakthroughs. I was in a Yoga Sutra course. It was the last course, and the teacher talked about not running from suffering, but instead sit with it and ask why. Yes, and ask why you're here. Exactly. You know, this is the thing that I've been talking about for the past month on the show. If you guys have been watching every week, you know, talk about us and why are we suffering through what we have to suffer through. You know, why are we holding on to what we're suffering to? And I guess it kind of goes back to what we were talking about a moment ago, holding space. You know, and why do we hold space for people so they can cry their eyes out, so they can, you know, feel what needs to be felt and not spiritually bypass, you know, the unprocessed emotions or feelings. I mean, if you can't hold space for yourself, then don't ask someone else to hold space for you. If you can't sit with yourself, or if you can't be alone with yourself, or you can't sit in silence with yourself and be comfortable with it, you know, don't ask someone else to do it for you.
And a lot of people do that. They want the easy yeah. But I love what you said, Yami, because that's so true that we do need to sit with that energy right now. Even like this morning when I got a mock, I sat with feeling the way I was that morning. And I was like, okay, I went feeling this and I'm going to sit with this right now. And I sprout some stuff for the reason why that got me so out of, thing. But I also have another thing I want to share, because another thing happened to me on the way home, because you know my trips, like all kinds of stuff.
I know.
And I got a $5 bill. I'll tell you about my cotton field story too. So, and I love what you say, why are you here? So on the way home tonight, I was driving and I look up and there's a truck in front of me. And the truck says, what drives you? And I'm like, oh, I like that. So that's a question I like to use. What drives you? Drives you to do what you do, drives you to be who you are, drives you. But right after says this question, what drives you? This other truck comes over and it's made out of, I don't know, the sun was shining right on it, which shined right in my eyes. And it was just so cool. It was like, you know, what drives us is stepping into the shining light we truly are, you know, and being that light and being that love. And that, I love that question, what drives you? And it's, you know, it's like, what does drive us now? What do we need to step into to be this, in this new energy of what we want to create in this world?
Yeah, exactly. You know, why are you here?
Yes.
You know, what is this energy? Because as we move into 4D, as we sit in 4D, you know, it's a graduation, you know, moving into 4D, and I'm getting emotional talking about this, but moving into 4D is a graduation, people. I want you to understand this. You know, we talk about everything that we talk about every week and share these messages, but what I want you guys to fully understand is that as the 3D energy crumbles around us, you know, with everything that's happening in the world right now, from everything from starvation to wars to pillaging to rape to all this madness to virus to illnesses to all of this madness, all of this chaos, this controlled, organized madness and chaos, everything that's happening around us, it's done in a controlled way, okay? But and that's more like kindergarten and preschool and grammar school, okay, and levels of 3D elevated to some high school. I'm just putting it into frame of reference so that we can understand, okay? So now, you know, in this high school type energy that we're in right now on the planet, we have to graduate into 4D. And the best way to graduate into 4D, because when you go into high school, I mean, when you go into college, you can't take all the stuff with you. I mean, you gotta like either sell your stuff, you know, leave it behind, leave it at your parents' house, you know, whatever. You can always revisit it and always step into the energy of nostalgia of like, oh, that felt good when that happened. Oh, that felt good when I was seeing my parents. Oh, that felt nice. But don't live in it. I mean, we're at this point where we are at the commencement ceremony. And there's a handful of us that have our degrees, okay? Well, no, sorry, have our diplomas as we enter into this.
Graduated.
Yes, exactly. and so it is in this space of celebration, this graduation, that we have to allow and step into and honor that. You know, because 4D is a beautiful experience, because we feel lighter, more at ease, more at peace, and say, like, oh yeah, this is what it should feel like. You know the feeling that you have when you're in meditation, Rebecca? You know that very blissful feeling?
Mm-hmm.
That's what 4D is. And we can live in that every day if we choose to, but it's a choice.
It is a choice. And we're being challenged right now. And I don't know if you've noticed, there's something I was saying, I lost it. Anyway, it'll come back, you know, but we're being challenged right now to really pay attention to what's happening around you, because I think a lot of people now are showing their true colors that people haven't seen before with this new energy shift. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people have been talking about it, seeing like differences where people you might be around, but all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you're really seeing the truth of them coming out. Or you might have known it before. So just be aware of that if that's happening to anyone right now, because I feel like right now we're in this like separation to come together, where it's like the splitting of what?
I like that slip up. You said separation, meaning separate nations. That's
Oh, is that what
what
I said? Oh, okay.
I
Well, okay.
Separation.
I'm always creating new words for, I have to start my dictionary. I can't tell you. We have to get Ariana back on. But it's like this separation of, the people, the separation of energies. And you'll see the people that are really looking at their stuff to move past, just to move forward into that unconditional love in that space. And the ones that are just in denial and spiritually bypassing, that energy is like you can see it clear as day right now. With people around and people you talk to, and also that heightened energy of people that are waking up where you can talk about more things right now, and with that portal energies that's coming through. And Colette had something about, I didn't really want to get into world stuff, but I did want to answer her question, if anything, up top about
Colette,
the Ukraine and Putin. I don't know if you have any comments on that. I haven't really been following it because I've been kind of off grid.
I have not been following it either, but I will say that as we move forward, as we understand the truth of what is, as we graduate into these new energies, you have to understand that people are going to fight, kick, and scream to stay where they are because it's comfortable for them. But at the same time, everything isn't always as it seems. I want you guys to pay close attention to that. Everything isn't always as it seems. And those who are fighting, ask yourself, why are they fighting? Even ask yourself, why are you fighting? It's why? Because, and it goes back to attachments. What are we afraid of losing? Which creates the fear and suffering that we are entrenched in right now.
Exactly. We're like in the shift of letting go of the suffering that we have chosen as humanity to stay in. And now we can move out of it. And, as I said, I haven't been following what's going on. I always find that information I need to know follow comes to me. But energetically, I'm feeling right now just in a hole, things are about to crumble. Things are going to get a little like, just a little crazy for a while with that and everything. And the energies that were are leaving, and everything's shifting and changing right now. And in that energy and that transformation period, that's going to happen. I personally feel, I don't know if I should, I personally feel that Mother Earth's going to, you're start to see some Mother Earth's going to start shaking some stuff up as well here soon, just to clear off this old energy as we transform. So I think there's, isn't there a huge snowstorm coming up north right now?
Yeah, it
Yeah, an
is.
ice storm. So, that's where everything, I'm back to the US because this portal was so about that with that Pluto return, the US, all that stuff starting up in Washington, DC. Like it's, Mother Earth is gonna cleanse and clear right now. Also, and the wars and coming up and, and it's just like it's humanity at a consciousness level, but it's also you got to bring it right down to the individual level that we are right in war with ourselves right now, stepping into the new way that we should be and finding out who we want to, who we require to be around, who we want to be, and what we want to let go of, and stepping in to not putting up with the bullshit anymore. And claiming ourselves and talking our truth and being authentic and not taking bullshit from other people and standing in our power and in our truth and our authenticity at a whole nother level. So on a global level going up, and then once again, you got to look at that 5D, that higher part of it, that this is all happening for a reason, and there is a master plan for everything. And energetically, these things have to happen in order to clear all that old stuff out. It's in order to cleanse, you got to clear out the old stuff, and that's what's going to come up right now. And don't allow yourself to get caught up in it. I mean, it might be scary thinking what could possibly happen, but don't like that's what the energies want you to do right now is go back into that. So you need to stay away from it and keep yourself neutral around it. I mean, you can be aware of what's going on and please do, but don't allow yourself energetically to be pulled into the drama of what's happening right now. Keep yourself in that space of love because more people can stand in love and truth right now. That's going to shift the planet. And that's what's required right now to not be pulled back in and tricked
Into the drama.
by the energy into the drama. So that's what I'm going to say about that, Colette.
And so I'm glad that you brought that up, and I want everyone who's watching this to have this analogy, side-by-side analogy, Mother Earth and you, okay? And I know, Rebecca, I think it was last week or the week before you even talked about this, so it's important, it must be important if we're talking about it again. So just imagine Mother Earth and all the energy dumping that we have done over the millennia into her, all the feelings, the emotions, the toxins, physical toxins, energetic toxins, you know, all these things that we said, oh, please take this away, you know, when you're hugging a tree or what have you, all of that, okay? And just imagine your body doing the same thing. You're physically toxifying your body, you're energetically toxic, all this thing, side by side. So whatever you do to the earth, you're doing to yourself. And so as you do that, the body and the Mother Earth herself could only handle so much toxicity. And so since she's a grander celestial being, she could handle obviously a lot more. And so with that, now comes the time of like, okay, I've had all this excessive buildup. Where is it gonna go? Well, it can't go any deeper. It can't go here, can't go there. Okay, time to release it. So now we're in this releasing, or as I was prefaced, we're in this letting go phase, letting go of the toxicity, the buildup, the access that is being held in the planet and in the ozone, which I call the aura of the earth. So you have all this energy built up in every aspect. So the purpose of the solar flares is to clear the auric field around the earth. The reason for all this unpredictable weather is to bring up and release and clear, let go of that toxic energy in that space. So there's all these multiple spaces of clearing and letting go. And then us, you know, the light workers, the light beings, we are here to assist in the transmutation of this energy. So the more that everything that Mother Earth is doing, we should be doing and following her steps in that. And I say that to say, you guys, stop the drama, get out of the trauma, and move forward. Yeah. Because that's what it's all about now.
And release the toxic people in your life and know that, you know, that you don't need to handle, you don't need to bring that into your beingness anymore.
Yes.
Unless exactly. You choose to. But, you exactly. know, and saying, you know, they might, if you let them go, and release yourself from the toxicity and set yourself free, you know, that person could shift and change because of that. And then it's not, you don't have to completely always let them go, but just, I guess what I'm saying is really be discerning on who you bring in your field right now to get right down to it.
Or you could just simply be done with them.
Or done with them, you know? And I'm going to say something about Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You know,
because I know you're really connected to her.
Well, you know, she's a really powerful being. And if she really wants to, she could pluck us all off like fleas and be done right away. So, you know, she can take care of herself. And, but, you know, but she is an example of, as you said before, that we need to take care. It's the people that need to start loving themselves and loving others.
Yes.
Because exactly. She can say, I'm done with you all. And poof, we'll be gone.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I got to bring these up because these were priceless. So, Where is it? I think Gamby was the first one. John. Where did it go? I think Gamby.
I don't know. You're handling those messages, not me.
I know. I'm looking for it. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. So Gamby, you have to email this to us because this is a tweetable moment. If you can't hold space for yourself, don't ask others to hold space for you.
Yes. So
you guys have to make a meme out of that and send it to us. We really appreciate it. And then the one that John just did, and yes, I like that one too. So John, you have to send us a meme of this too. Stop the drama, remove the trauma. You have to send that to us. I mean, these are tweetable moments, people. So we appreciate memes of the show. Send it to us so we can share that with the rest of the world. So it's beautiful that you guys are in there.
Can we send that ourselves?
Well, yeah, but I think it'd be fun to have our audience create something, use their energy to create and co-create with us. Because, you know, we do this with, this is all co-creative stuff, you know?
I just was asking. And I want to let everybody know, if you sing a singing choir of a husky in the background, baby boy is back there upset because his brother, we just got home from the mountains and his brother came home, is in the bedroom to keep quiet. And, he's not happy because he can't see him. So if you hear some in the background, some husky singing, that's what it is.
Yes. So I don't know. I think we're going to maybe do just a few questions tonight, because I have a feeling that tonight's tune-up is going to be freaking amazing. I think we're just going to do maybe just a couple of questions, maybe like three questions tonight. So if you guys have any questions,
I'm just following along.
Oh, because
I told you I was a little tired. I've been driving. I just came home from, I left at 7:30 this morning. I just got home at 6. So, I'm a little.
Yes, exactly.
A little tired.
And then I love what Indigo just said. All the world's a stage and all the people are merely players. So be in the world, not of it. Yes. And you know.
Love it.
That actually reminds me of. My favorite show, Avatar. But Miss Colette here has the first question of the night. Colette, hello, my dear. I hope that you are doing well.
Hello, Colette. Where's the question? Oh.
This is interesting. So I feel that you are still questioning your path and what you're supposed to do right now, because there's still this energy of doubt. And so you have to let go of this energy of doubt of yourself, your abilities. And I know a little bit you more personally. So whatever this issue is with your sister, you have to let that go too. Even if you have to let go of your sister for a time, you just have to let go of that energy and allow it to move and transition into something else. Take this time for you, because that's what's most important right now. Rebecca?
So you kind of answered my question. I was asking who you're fighting with, because that's what came up to me. There's this huge disagreement with somebody going on in your world that has been very, like, a very important part of your world. That.
Yes, because her and I had this conversation before.
Okay. But this person is very toxic to you, and she moves you out of where you need to be. And it's time now that you need to surrender to who she is. And don't hold those expectations of what you expect from her to be. And it's time to set boundaries and know that a lot of the energies that you're carrying, I feel there's some pain going on in your body, is that you're carrying on a lot of things from that you don't need to let, that you need to hold on to. And you need to really release yourself and release your boundaries from that. And moving into, you know, you really need to start looking at how and asking yourself, how can I bring harmony, balance into my world? Because I feel you're like so out of balance right now that you've kind of got lost in your own stuff. And it's time to like get really clear that what they're telling me right now is start journaling and ask your questions. What do I desire right now in my world? And really start to get clear and use that as your vision going forward, and set those boundaries with those people that are pulling you out of the alignment you should be in, because you're feeding into who they are, not who you are. So that's my message for you.
Boom.
Ba-boom. Did I get a boom?
Miss Indigo. You know,
hello, Yamna. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I feel the heaviness of your heart, my dear. I feel the heaviness of your heart. And I know why. And I'm not going to speak of why, because, you know, I don't do personal stuff on the air. But just know that everything happened the way that it was supposed to happen. And that there is the space of infinite love and joy surrounding you right now to support you as you are doing two things right now, energetically. You are processing this energy of grief, and you are also processing the energy of what we've done, because the grief triggered something more in the process. So know that everything is in divine timing for this for you. So just continue to have time for yourself and understand the process to allow it to be free and to move out of that. And yeah, you definitely have to give yourself time, definitely a lot of time for that. And no need to beat yourself up over that either. No need to, because what's done is done. And I forgot how you say good evening in Welsh.
Good evening.
No, there's I forgot. She told me how to say it in Welsh.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, go ahead. What do you have, Rebecca?
So I pick cards sometimes when I feel messages just help me. You know, so these are going to make me cry. That came out because it's apropos of what you just said, Hillis. And I'm just going to show the cards just because. So the first one is healing the heart and look at that space, the heart. But the second one, like two popped out, let it go with the heart. With hummingbirds, with two hummingbirds, letting go with an apple, you know, embracing life, let go of all that was and stepping in this new magic that's coming to you. And I know I feel a suffering that's happening right now and grief that's going on. And it just this hardening or this sadness around your heart right now. But it's okay. You know, just let it go, surrender and trust and let it go. And just feel the energy of the newness that'll be coming in once you can heal the heart, from some things that had happened around this. And that heart healing is happening right now. And it's all around you. It's all around you. And healing your heart is going to move you forward to what you truly desire.
Thank you so much, Indigo. Yeah. Thank you, my dear. Take time for yourself and all will be well. But next, who do we have? Oh, Facebook user. So Facebook user, we are going to stay away from predictions like this.
Yes.
And so if you want to, we're not going to answer that one tonight. And this is a first because we typically answer all questions, but we're not going to answer.
I don't like to predict tonight. Things. I mean, I'll talk about the energies or what's coming to me, but I don't make predictions.
Yeah, but we're not going to touch that one just because, you know, for our show, we don't want our show to be flagged. And we get a strike. So yeah, we'll keep
They're
that.
They're not going to see our show. We're too high-fiving. No.
But I like what John said. I encourage everyone to talk to everyone they meet about the freedom they have. You'll be surprised at how many want to know more. So yes, I love that one. And then John also follows up with a question about will he meet more people that's in alignment with who he is. And honestly, we don't need a card for that. Well, at least I don't need.
I don't know, but I just got them in my hand. So
the answer is, when do you want it, John? That's what pretty much the vibration that comes in. When do you want it? I mean, the time of isolation is over. I mean, for you to isolate yourself from what it is that you want. And so you have to allow yourself to put the intention out there to connect to yourself and to connect to that, because, you know, you saw me on Joan's show and now you're here watching us. So you're slowly bringing this energy together. So you have to to be more aware of your intentions to manifest these people you are more in alignment with.
Exactly. And have gratitude.
Yes.
And you're in between now where I feel like there's a struggle in between, like a lot of like the oldness of what was, but being awake on the same time. And I feel there's the struggle in between the two of them. So, you know, ask yourself, you know, open up to what type of people do I wish to receive? Also, once, you know, also I'm getting to look at what you're holding on inside of you that's not allowing you to bring these type of people into your beingness, and Boom. Opening up to that, to look at that, because once we can release the energy of what holds us to what we see on the outside of us, then bring it and shift that the inside of us, the outside of us, so who comes into our world shifts as well.
Exactly. And I believe the second question you asked is similar, because as in people I like to talk and live with. Yeah. So I mean, it's the same thing, John. Same thing. So thank you for that. Dom, we miss you, man. Glad you're back.
Hi, Dom. It's been a long time.
Glad you're back. I hope that you are staying warm up there. And I believe it's in Detroit,
I think. Or
yeah, Detroit, Midwest Detroit. But I think it's
Might be getting some snow.
Yeah, but stay warm. You have to stay on point. You have been missing so much stuff, and you've been so, it's like your energy is now all mucky. and I don't really like to use that word, but that's the only word I can describe right now. Your energy is like so chaotic. It's like there's a lot of stuff happening around you, and you're like in the center of watching all this stuff happening and crumbling around. You're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. This can't be. It's like all this stuff. And you have to let go of all the stuff. You have to become neutral in the energy that you're witnessing. And as you become neutral in the energy that you're witnessing, the path is going to open up for you to see what needs to be seen, for you to move down in that path of energy. You know, whatever quarrels you have, whatever energy that you feel is in your heart space that's preventing you from moving in that direction, you have to acknowledge it. You really have to dig deep and acknowledge what's happening around you, and then that path will open up for you, and for you to go and to let go. Rebecca?
I agree. I mean, Dom, I'm just feeling, you know, this time to let you shine through. You have all these layers of petals that you keep categorized of people and things around you, and belief systems that you keep in little boxes that doesn't allow you to move through and shine to who you are. So where can you open up to say what doesn't serve me anymore? What doesn't vibrate with me anymore? And where do I wish to vibrate? And what do I wish to bring in my world and desire to bring in my world? And what doesn't feel right? It's time to just say, thank you for what you've done for me, but it's time to go, so you can shine through and claim that part of you that's right there. You just got to take the step to allow it to unfold and blossom.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Dom. And so we have three more questions. So Miss Maria. This is an easy one, I feel.
Any messages for me?
Yeah. And so what keeps coming in, this phrase is fill into the energy of love. You have to feel into the energy of love. I mean, honestly, that's what I feel. You have to feel into the energy of love, because I feel you've been so distracted lately that you forgot or even forget how to feel. And start with feeling love for yourself, even if that means what we call being selfish with ourselves. But yeah, you have to feel into the energy of love, my dear, and everything else will follow that. As long as you stay in the energy and the vibration of love, everything else will open and follow. Rebecca.
So what came to me is shine bright and be the light.
Boom.
Quiet the mind and step into who you are.
There you go.
All will be revealed and may be uncovered once you can step into that space of quietness to see within where you've been looking without.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so thank you for that, Maria. So we have Miss Pamela. Hello, Pamela. Thank you for tuning in and watching tonight. I'm going to bow out of this one because Pamela and I had a chat yesterday. And so I already have an idea of what this is. And Pamela knows because of our chat. Hey, what just happened? That was odd. And Pamela knows where my heart is. And so I'm going to let you be the voice of this.
Be the voice of this. Yes. How will my career evolve? Is it in the next month, in the next month?
In the next month.
So you were the storyteller of your own book.
I'm only laughing because I'm in agreement. This is exactly
what is in your heart that you want to create. For in that story is what you will write.
Yep.
But it's your choice.
Yeah.
And you need to make that decision on stepping from the heart and getting out of the desperation and being clear to move forward and create this beautiful story you're about to create for yourself.
Yes.
In this new book, in this new life, in this new chapter of you.
Yes. So essentially, let go of what no longer is in alignment with your energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then thank you, Pamela, for that. And I'm glad that this is confirmation for you. And then Mickey, my dear, I have an idea where I want to take my future. I will want to work smart to get there. Is that the right?
Well, so did I want that answer that I just said to Pamela? That's for you too, Mickey.
Yeah, it's like a common theme tonight. Everybody wants to know. And so, I mean, so this is about trusting what's in here. We all have to step up into the space of graduating of trust. We have to trust our intuition, trust our heart, trust what we feel. And if we can't trust that, then we will be lost infinitely. We will be infinitely lost. You know, the times of gurus and foreseers and all of that is done. I mean, I'm not putting myself out of business, but, you know, at one point I just might. Because, you know, we are all here to build an inner trust. And if we don't have the inner trust, then we will be lost. And you can't be lost in this evolving world, because you'll be evolving lost and getting deeper in the minutiae of the depths and the darks of your being. And now it's time for the light to shine. So be your light, people. Be your light. Gambi. Oh, wow. It's been a busy, wow. I meant, okay, this is a lot happening. Okay.
We okaying. What are you doing?
I'm just okaying.
You scare me when you do that. I will trust and surrender.
Yes, trust and surrender.
What the hell is up to?
Surrender. My dear. You know, yeah, this is like a common thing tonight. I like it when this happens. And I feel what's coming in for you, my dear, whatever energy that you are connected into, whatever energy that you're witnessing, and there's this desire to having control of this particular outcome of this, let go of the outcome and allow your heart to guide you into moving what is best. Because when you let go of the outcome, you know, prime example. You know, there are things in our lives that we hold on to so tightly, so dear to our heart, okay? We have a death grip on them, okay? And we want so much for this to happen. And so it's, so think of this object in your hand of a sword, and you have the sword in your hand and you're wielding the sword and you have the grip so tightly that you're cutting and slashing and moving and this and that. And at some point your wrist gets tired and you get fatigued from holding on to this desire, this sword, this energy. And then when you eventually let it go, you allow everything else to flow. So now is the time to allow for you to release the grip on what you hold so dear and trust that it will show up for you in the way that you've asked for it to show up, for you to recognize it. Yeah.
So first, John answered the question. He said, I sense Gambi is on the right path. So
I missed that.
It's down at the bottom. I caught it. Don't worry. I got it covered.
Okay.
So, but, you know, Gammy, beautiful love, you know, endless possibilities is the card actually that came up for you. And it's, I got to show it to you because it's so, it looks like you. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I had a show, but, you know, and look at this beautiful light being just looking down and at the heart, claiming the end, opening up to that space of being the shining star, of aligning who you are in the cosmos, connected to the earth, and just knowing and opening to that beautiful, beautiful energy that, and this is for everyone too, you know, that there are endless possibilities of what we can create in this world. Endless, endless, endless. So Gambi, my dear, don't cut yourself short, and everyone else there, don't cut yourself short. And that's for me too. And you too, Hillis. We don't need to cut ourselves short anymore. There are endless possibilities out there of creation that is just, we can grab it. We just have to feel it in that heart of love, trust and surrender, and just allow it to create. It might take some time. So be patient as well.
Yes, exactly.
So, because when you're patient is what you truly desire in your heart's desire shows up, but sometimes it needs to be created. Things need to be happen first before it manifests in physical in form.
This is true.
That's what I have.
This is true. Thank you for that. And last question of the night.
Facebook
user. We don't know who you are. And just so you guys know, so if you guys are watching us on Facebook, you guys have to give StreamYard permission so that way we can know who you are. And so I'm just going to be very general about this, Facebook user. There's one more after this one. So when do you think the rest of humanity will wake up? When we all come together in the light. When we all stop, as I said earlier, stop focusing on the drama and release the trauma. Okay? That's when the rest of humanity will wake up. Simple. And I want to mean, John, you have to create something. Rebecca, what do you have?
Oh, for that question? When do you think the rest of humanity will wake up? I mean, energetically, people are waking up all over the place. And, you know, I personally believe right now in this time and frame, it's a choice. You either wake up or you don't. Your energy will change. You either struggle and still suffer or you wake up. And that's what we're moving into. So, you know, it just kind of, it's everybody's.
Yeah, you're your own space. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not something you can put, oh, everybody's going to wake up on, you know, December the 31st at 10 o'clock. It's just as we progress and as we open, who opens to choose that opening and choose that awakening and find their place into love and let go of what was, you know, so that's what I got.
Yes, exactly. Last one of the night. Arena, you're a new watcher. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, Arena.
Thank you for coming in tonight. And thank you, Pamela, for watching. Thank you, everyone, for watching tonight. Miss Arena. I love it when the energy is just, everyone is the same. And what I feel for Miss Arena is that you have to allow your light to shine. Whatever is in your path, whatever is your eclipse, whatever this eclipse is in your life, you have to allow this eclipse to pass. And once you allow this eclipse to pass, your light will shine brighter than it has before. So just allow yourself to sit in this space of transition, to sit in the peace with self, to understand that you are more than what is being perceived. And as this perception falls away, the light within you is going to shine even more. So just have patience and allow your light to shine. Rebecca.
Is it me?
Yes.
So I feel right now, Irina, I'm kind of stepping into today, and there's a situation that you're going through right now that you're stuck in the energy around it of looking at it from one point of view, and it's time to move above that and look at it from a different point of view to align yourself to the higher part of you so you can align to the energy to shift the change in it to allow it to release and let go and move through and step into the light you are. I just, as I said, I'm just feeling like this stuck energy around something and I don't know exactly what it is. But there's this stuck energy and it's time to kind of look at it from a higher point of view. You've been stuck in kind of a mindset around it. So I hope that makes sense.
It does.
And shine the light and step to that of it and fly. And just and what I'm getting right now is to step into the wisdom that's truly in your heart.
Yes.
And own that wisdom because it's inside of you.
Yes, 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 yes. Guess what, everybody?
What?
It's time for the tune-up.
It's the tune-up. What are we tuning up?
Right, exactly. I don't know what that was, but...
getting your jiggy on. Song I was listening to on the way home today.
It's the Rainbow Serpent. What were we listening to?
Oh my gosh. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I can't with you.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I was singing at the top of my lungs. Anyhow, I don't know why that came up, but I guess I'm stepping into the energy of fun and play and opening up to the joy, and that song makes me happy. So I just had to share that.
This is going to be interesting. I don't know what's going to happen right now, but I feel like a massive amount of energy.
Right now, there's been a massive amount of energy since we got on tonight.
I know, but but it's ramping up now. Upgrading.
We're all upgrading.
It's ramping up now. It's ramping up. Like, yeah, we're ready. So, as I sit in this space, preparing for you guys to receive this beautiful energy, call forth energies of the dragons, energies of the rainbow serpent. Call forth the energy of the elementals. Call in the energies of the crystal cities that were before, the previous civilizations of this beautiful divine energy, to create and continue to transform and transmute the energies into a higher space of love, into a higher dimensional space of love, as we now come into vibrational alignment and frequencies of what we are asking for in our lives, allowing our lives to reflect our heart, our thoughts, and our truths. Connecting to those who are watching this now and later. Connecting to the divine energy of Rebecca. Connecting to the divine energy of Source Creator energy. As we begin this transmission of this delightful space, of this delightful gathering of souls who are open and ready to receive.
Vamos. also getting to say, step into the timeless energies of tomorrow to create the new world and a new being and the new joy and the new love and the new authenticity that you truly be, and stepping into that place of truth, stay in that place of truth, not allowing others to throw you away from where you've been, but to stay aligned to who you are, holding into the heart, expressing with love, and feeling the peace within.
Yes.
I feel a lot of people clearing their throat right now. Hold on.
Voici Nishtamu Itzni. Voici Nishtamu Itzni. Voici Nishtamu Itzni. Voici Nishtamu Itzni. We go ki hita.
Everybody just bringing it into the heart. Feel the energies of your beingness, of love, and creation of a new space. Of a new beingness within.
Allow your crystal palace to emerge into this beautiful space, bringing this energy into harmony and divine balance with itself as we release, as we let go of the old attachments, the old suffering, the old energies. Our divinity that we hold within being expressed fully and completely. Muvasa nishtamu itzni, 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 letting go, releasing, letting go, letting go, letting go. Voici itzni nishtamu muvasa. Sai si muvasa, shangsai muvasa. Allowing this beauty to be expressed from the heart. Shangsai itzni. And bringing all into divine balance and harmony with Murasa, the energy of the first, 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 the energy of the first. Mu Murasa, Mu Murasa, Nishta Mu Murasa, Itzni, 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 Itzni. And everyone just taking a nice, nice big deep breath. And release and be free. Let go and be free. Be free, be free.
And I need to close this with, in the silence is the truth. Let the truth speak for you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. I love that.
I got attacked during that, by the way.
I know. I felt and saw and heard. So everyone, take time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Play. Have fun. Give your inner child some time to play.
Yes. Because
play brings joy. Play brings laughter. And break out in song.
Until next week, everyone, we do have an amazing guest. You have to watch for the recorded episode that's going to be released on Thursday. Joan of Angels, amazing soul, amazing sister. as we delve into connecting with your spirit guides. So it was a very fantastic show. So until next week, everyone, keep
Mwah.
exploring.
Sending my heart to all of you loves out there. Feel it, be it, live it.